The West Valley City mayoral race heats up, Utah's business mergers and acquisitions reach an all-time high, and the Utah House considers its options on how to deal with the allegations surrounding the Attorney General. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 15th. I'm Brian Grimmett. Restoring the credibility of West Valley City's police department is the top priority for Margaret Peterson, who announced her candidacy for mayor this week. KUER's Dan Bomas has more.
With its drug investigation unit disbanded, more than 100 cases dismissed by prosecutors, and several officers on administrative leave, Margaret Peterson believes it'll take strong leadership from the mayor to bring the police department back. But she says the city should stop short of a wholesale house cleaning.
I'm not ready to kick people out and destroy morale at this point. That could pose an even worse problem than we have now.
Peterson is a former manager at Salt Lake Community College who now runs West Valley's after-school programs. She served on the West Valley City Council for 17 years, and she doesn't like the idea of turning law enforcement over to the county's unified police.
I was around when the city was formed, and one of our main objectives was to have our own police department. We believed and found evidence that the city was not being served as well as it could be.
Mike Winder is expected to seek a second term as mayor of West Valley, but he hasn't made his formal announcement yet. Dan Bomas, KUER News.
Utah's business mergers and acquisitions reached an all-time high last year. That's according to a report from the Mountain West Capital Network to be released on Thursday this week. KUER's Andrea Smartin reports.
The 2012 Deal Flow report shows that there were 110 mergers and acquisitions of Utah companies worth more than $10 billion. Devin Thorpe is president of the Mountain West Capital Network, and he says 2012 deals increased more than 60% over the year before.
This is really the most exciting report Mountain West Capital Network has ever published, and we've been doing this for nearly 20 years. We've never had a year like this, really, in terms of the number of deals and the total value.
In the largest acquisition in Utah history, Vivint was acquired by Blackstone Group for $2 billion. Ancestry.com was also acquired by Permira for $1.6 billion, the largest acquisition by a foreign buyer. Thorpe credits a strong Utah economy.
Think of it as a report card by objective outsiders on our business community that we're seeing this tremendous flow of transactions, and it really is a good sign for Utah.
Software, technology, and internet companies led all other sectors with 39% of the deals. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
Members of the Utah legislature are gathering this week for monthly interim meetings, but they don't plan on discussing the fate or potential impeachment of Attorney General John Swallow.
Speaker of the House Rebecca Lockhart says she's concerned about the recent allegations brought against Attorney General John Swallow and that they're looking into how the legislature might address them.
Last week's events or revelations or accusations or whatever it is that you want to, you know, call them are concerning. They are concerning, and we need to take them very seriously, as I'm sure the Attorney General does. And so, as I said before, all options are on the table.
But while all the options remain on the table, she says that so far, no decisions regarding the possibility of impeachment have been made nor discussed.
It doesn't imply anything. All that it implies is that we have many options to look at.
The next opportunity for the body of the House to discuss the issue is June 19th. Swallow was accused of being involved in a bribery scheme, violating Utah election law, and violating Utah state bar ethics.
One of the state laws that goes into effect this week prohibits teens from using their cell phones while they're driving. It was sponsored by Representative Lee Perry, who's also a Utah Highway Patrol trooper. Perry says young drivers who comply with the law are setting an example for their parents.
Because if it's a good law for teenagers, it's probably a good law for adults. So I think a lot of teens are going to encourage adults to follow this same thing, even though they don't have to. They can't get pulled over and get a ticket for it.
Three new laws for preventing suicides and helping parents keep their kids safer at school also go into effect this week, along with a law prohibiting smoking inside a vehicle if there's a child 15 or younger inside.
The Ute Indian Tribe is renewing a fight in federal court over criminal jurisdictions on the Uinta and Ore Reservation in eastern Utah. Tribal officials seek authority over crimes committed anywhere inside the historic borders of the reservation. It's been hollowed out over the years by the private sale of parcels. The Utes and Utah set aside the dispute in 2000 with an agreement that has now expired. Restaurant entrepreneur Gene Kwan has been sentenced to 1 to 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to theft and securities fraud. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Kwan started his empire with his family's Mikado restaurant in downtown Salt Lake. His Latitude Group grew to include several other local restaurants and historic buildings, as well as operations in Park City, Nevada, Idaho, and San Francisco. Kwan said he pleaded guilty to the charges to take ownership for what he'd done. Members of Congress from several western states are pushing a bill to restore $110 million in federal mineral royalty payments. It's a bipartisan group, including Senators Tom Udall of New Mexico and Orrin Hatch of Utah. It would allow states to collect mineral royalties directly from mining and drilling companies. Currently, that money is collected by the federal government and sent back to the states, minus a 2% fee. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell told a Senate hearing last week the royalty payments have been cut as a result of the federal sequester. Nashite is a newly discovered mineral, a bluish-green substance that forms inside old uranium mines when vanadium compounds interact with water. It was discovered in 2010 by Joe Marty, a retired medical technologist who collects rare minerals. He named it for Barbara Nash, a geology and geophysics professor at the University of Utah. So far, it's only a curiosity revealing its secret under Nash's electron microscope. And finally, the Utah Transit Authority is putting on its annual bike festival in downtown Salt Lake City. The Bike Bonanza starts at 4 p.m. and goes until 8 p.m. Friday at Gallivan Plaza. It includes free pizza and ice cream, live music, and a children's bike rodeo and a raffle. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 15th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.